December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to the American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to an absolute victory. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. Those are the words of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, given to a joint session of Congress on December 8, 1941, as he called for a declaration of war against the Empire of Japan. I don't pause in our worship this morning to glorify war, but to honor the courage of those who faced it. Their sacrifice is not measured in medals or monuments, but in the quiet freedoms we live each day. Let us carry their legacy not only in our words, but in the kindness, justice, and unity we choose to uphold. December 7th is not just a date on the calendar. It is a bridge between the past and the present. Across that bridge walk the stories of men and women who gave everything so that we might inherit tomorrow. May we be worthy of their gift, and may our attentions today and our actions today inspire those who walk in our footsteps. Every flag that waves today is a promise that we will remember. We will remember the names, the faces, the dreams left unfinished. And in remembering, we will strive to build a nation that reflects the very best ideals they fought to protect: liberty, dignity, and peace.